up and move on, no matter what's going on in your life. We all have to move on. And that's what we're doing here. Moving on and away from the marathon bombing suspect and all that. There's a lot of dribble on the air. Man, when you listen to some of this, I don't know how it is in Los Angeles, Jennifer, but because this is the scene of the crime, there's, oh, okay, and it really is, it's just drivel. Things that are being said over and over and over again. Yesterday, the so-called news media here in Boston, television stations, all day long still on things that happened last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or through the week. Yesterday, it was the anniversary of the first week.
Right. Well, you guys had your silence yesterday, right? And memorials going on.
Yeah. You guys didn't include me. I actually...
Well, Boston.
Right. There are radio and television stations and things in offices and all that that took a moment or two, three, four, 5 minutes at 2:50 yesterday afternoon, which I guess was appropriate. The bombing suspect is in the hospital. He's been charged. And now there are constitutional issues being raised by the case. And I think they're very interesting. The Miranda warning, which was not used. There are lots of legal experts that say this will be the downfall of whatever prosecution they bring against this guy if they want the death penalty. Probably won't happen because they didn't read him his rights until yesterday. So you can say all you want to. I'm just presenting you with the facts. You can react as you will at 888-302-3684.
Do you want me to start now or wait till the end?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So I've heard a couple of different things because I was concerned about that too. But I think that they have a certain time period that they can read the Miranda rights. And I also heard that even if they didn't, because he did confess to a few people, that he wouldn't even need the Miranda right. Like certain things that they couldn't use in court from him, they could use from other people.
Yeah. That may or may not be the case. This is all speculation because neither of us are lawyers, nor do we play one on the radio.
I do.
Oh, do you?
Your Honor.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations. Thank you. That's very nice of you. Thank you. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Good Day at 9 past the hour. The death penalty that came up almost immediately after his capture. Massachusetts doesn't have the death say it again, Doug. There's no death penalty here in Massachusetts. However, this is a federal crime.
Right.
So he'll be charged with using a weapon of mass destruction, all that sort of thing. He could be years away from a trial even.
Will be because, I mean, this has been speedy so far, but then you have all these different groups and people jumping in. It'll take a while.
The hearing on what his charges are officially isn't even until the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to go on and on and on and on.
Now, I have a question for you guys. Do you think that he will get a death penalty because he's 19 and brainwashed?
Well,
maybe.
It'll be that. Whether
allegedly.
He deserves it or he doesn't deserve it at this point in time, was he responsible for pulling the trigger? His lawyers will prove probably that his brother pulled the trigger and this kid was brainwashed. So a lot of the things that I said on the air last week may not be appropriate. Not that that's the first time that has happened, but I thought the kid should get the death penalty. Upon digging around. And you see, this is the problem. There are two sides to this coin. Swift justice, as long as you have all the information, and slow justice, if you want to get it right. How many people do you know? How many times have we in the history of our country, wherever we live, whether it's a state charge or a federal charge, have we convicted people out of anger and a sense of wanting to have revenge and find it was the wrong person?
Mm-hmm.
That's happened over and over, not in this case, because these two
lots of evidence in this case so far.
Purely, no, these guys are guilty.
Yeah.
So there's not
lots
a question
evidence.
About that. But anyway. Okay. So the other, there are, as I said, five things that are constitutional questions here. The third one has to do with the guns. They were using unregistered guns when they shot the police officer and shot at other law enforcement officers. The brothers had a stockpile of ammunition. Law in Massachusetts, we have one of the strictest gun laws in the country. We are ranked, I think, fourth as the fourth strictest when it comes to gun laws by the Brady campaign. They can hang him high on that one. But is he going to be tried in state court? No. Well, maybe they can try him both. You don't have double jeopardy if you charge differently, right?
That's true.
They should charge him for every possible thing they can.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. Another issue is immigration. Status crossing over into the debate about immigration in general. Chuck Grassley, the senator from Iowa, arguing that the case will bolster the argument for immigration reform, while Senator Rubio says the incident has no bearing on the immigration debate whatsoever. What thinkest thou when you get down to this? Actually, it's interesting. Michael, play cut 265, which is one of the talk programs that we monitor as we produce ideas, come up with ideas that have been put forth by other talk radio hosts from time to time. Here is Nick Reed in Florida talking about Marco Rubio using the bombing to push the reforms.
Breitbart's reporting the secret emails. Cato, Norquist, Rubio use Boston terror attack to push immigration reform. I really hope this isn't true. On Friday afternoon, they report political consultant Peggy Ellis of Ellis & Company, who's supporting the Gang of Eight immigration efforts, emailed talkers from Rubio to the group of organizations supporting their efforts, such as Cato and ATR. The email was headlined, Rubio Talking Points, Boston Terrorists Vis-a-vis Immigration Reform. The message contained three talking points from Senator Rubio, the first of which argued that the immigration bill would prevent people like the Boston Marathon terrorists from getting into or staying in the country. Well, first off, that's ridiculous. That is idiotic. It's idiotic to make the claim that immigration reform will stop terrorists from being here. I mean, come on. But to use this to try to get... that's the stuff that the left does. The second Rubio talking point, according to Breitbart, argued that the terrorists didn't cross the border to get into America. In his third talking point, Rubio argued that authorities only know who the terrorists are because they came here legally to begin with. So he wrote, this is Rubio's words in this memo, "The reason we know who they are is because they were here legally. If they were here illegally, living in the shadows, it would have made them much harder to investigate. The fact is that today there are 11 million people already in this country, and we don't know who they are and why they're here and what they're doing. This is not only an economic problem, it's a huge national security problem as well." Well, I'd like to just, first off, differ. I think the assertion that the only reason that we were able to track these people down was because they were here legally is patently ridiculous.
The only reason we were able to track them down is because we have video on every corner. So.
Agreed, but I also think, I think there's something to that. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with politically posturing on events because I hate when both sides do that. But at the same time, I don't disagree that there are a lot of people that we don't know here. And I think had they not been citizens or had been investigated before, or it would have taken a little longer to at least get the names.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, what do you think?
I think because there was so much video, so many pictures, not just from all the cameras all over, but from smartphones and social media,
yep,
they would have gotten these guys just like they did. I mean, they ran scared as soon as the pictures hit the internet,
right,
on Thursday evening, and I think that would have happened whether they were legal or here illegally.
We've posted these five items at DougStephan.com, so if you want to check them out for yourself, you're certainly encouraged to go there. The five constitutional issues raised by the marathon, the Miranda warnings used and how they were used, the death penalty, how it would be used, the fact that these guys used unregistered guns, that's a federal crime, the immigration angle, which we just got finished with, and then maybe the most important of these is the issue of privacy. It's come up in several facets of the investigation. Suspects identified through federal and local investigators examining extensive video and law enforcement using thermal imaging technology to find him. The issue here of using thermal imaging devices has been before the Supreme Court, you know, in relation to drug cases. The court has found that the Fourth Amendment is the focus here, and it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment to look inside a home without a warrant using a thermal imaging device. So, can you apply that to a boat? I guess that would be the challenge here. But those are the issues. Check them out at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, let's see if we can do something about your vibrancy. I want to take a couple of moments here to talk about fish oil. We all know that healthy omega-3 fish oil is very good for your health. And the folks who have brought to the surface Vitality Fish Oil, same folks that bring you Cardiol, want you to know this is 70% better than the standard fish oils, which cause you to burp. If you're a burper or you get burps from taking fish oil, this will fix that problem. Solana Health, the maker of Vitality Fish Oil, offering a free sample. And by the way, this is a 5-star rated company. The product is 5-star rated by the independent Fish Oil Standards Organization. Man, I always wanted to know more about them. FOSO. The folks at FOSO, Fish Oil Standard Organization. How about them apples? That's pretty credible, Jennifer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The Fishos.
The Fishos.
The Fishos say this is the highest possible rating because it's pure, it's potent, and it lacks any metals or contaminants. That's why you want to use this Vitality Fish Oil. Get a free sample by calling 888-809-6424, or you can visit cardiol.net/Doug. No credit card required. It's absolutely free. No attachments. 888-809-6424 for a free sample.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks, and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69. $49.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
From the over-the-top department, Miley Cyrus seems to be a part of a number of gossip columns this week. She's what, 19 you said, Jennifer?
Yeah, 19 or 20. I think maybe 19 still. Right.
She's supposed to be marrying this kid, Liam Hemsworth.
Yes, he was in the Hunger Games.
Right. How old is he?
22,
23,
early
20s. So how old is January? How old is January Jones?
I think she's older. Isn't she, Kenny?
I think so.
I think she's like in her mid to late 20s.
She's in Mad Men. I thought she was even older than that.
Yeah, I think she's in her late 20s.
All right, so anyway, this Liam Hemsworth has been texting her being January Jones.
Yeah, it's because hot, young, hunky guys like older women. Thank God.
Amazing. So here's
wow, January Jones is 35.
Yeah.
Oh, see, there's nothing wrong with that. You just keep texting Liam.
Well, but Miley doesn't like it. She's pretty immature.
Well, she's 19.
Right. So why would they even be? There's another argument
for
parents who think that this is all cute and she's a great role model. She's a horrible role model.
Well, the thing that stinks is that, you know, they get engaged so early, and I think anybody can see this coming. You know, I mean, 19 years old, it's rough. The odds are stacked against you. It can work, but the odds are stacked against you, and this is not a surprise. So he was texting this lady, and she caught him, and then they broke up for 3 weeks, and then he went to Australia, and then he came back, and then they were kind of back together again, but I think she caught him again texting her, so, you know.
She was caught on camera smoking something
Justin
that
Bieber.
May not be a cigarette. Here's this 19-year-old been smoking for how long?
She's smoking 16. I don't know if she how often she smokes regular cigarettes, but I do know there was a big scandal about a year or two ago where she was on Twitter smoking what looked like a joint. It looked like she was smoking pot, and then she came out and said, no, I'm not smoking marijuana, I'm smoking salvia, which is legal, but it also, it's not great. I mean, you're still smoking it. Right. And so she said again that she was smoking salvia, but who knows.
Anyway, so there we go with more foolishness, but it is something that gets our... Isn't it? Why can't we talk about something?
You know, at the Good Day Christmas party, we should all smoke salvia.
Oh, yes, let's do that.
It's right, legal,
right,
you know.
Right, right. All right, let's go to a couple of clips from last night's late night program, starting with David Letterman.
Anyway, a new study. You like new studies? Entertainers, people who are entertainers, die younger. Yeah, I'll tell you something. You try working 1 hour a day. Yeah, I mean, and then on the other hand, you have a guy like Regis Philbin, who's almost 90, for God's sakes, but technically not an entertainer. So,
Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries have finalized their divorce. And they did it 2 weeks before they were scheduled to go to trial. Even their divorce ended before it really started. It's just, I don't know how they do it. But it's after 536 magical days, Kim Kardashian's divorce is over.
Oh, that's right.
Which explains why the anchors on E! News are just staring blankly into the camera. Back to you. That's right. Kim said it's nice to finally not be married after over a year of sort of not being married. I just think it's sweet.
Yeah, that isn't... You know, much ado about nothing. Do I sound like I'm sort of cynical and sarcastic when it comes to that sort of thing? Because I am. There's so many more important things to talk about. Earth Day yesterday, for example. I was looking at some pictures.
The pictures of Earth?
Of Earth. And I'll tell
of
you.
Earth?
Of Earth. Did I say Earth?
No.
Earth. The Smurfs said Earth. I want to tell you what I was thinking, and I will in the next half hour, about what we find ourselves living in or on here on Good Day. Meanwhile, it's 29. Oops, wait a minute. 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Baseball season is here again, and sure, the experience is all about the game, the food, and the cheering crowds. But have you ever stopped to look around at the architecture of your baseball stadium? It can make a big difference. Take a look at Fenway Park. It's been around for more than 100 years. It's the oldest stadium in the major leagues. Now, it's got some quirky features, like Pesky's pole in right field, the Green Monster, and that famous lone red seat in the right field bleachers. It's called the Ted Williams seat, and for good reason. Built in 1914, Wrigley Field is known for its asymmetrical layout and ivy-covered outfield. In fact, this stadium is so iconic, it's been designated an official Chicago landmark. And if you're looking for more modern, it doesn't get any more modern than Marlins Park in Miami, which is both high-tech and eco-friendly. But for fans, it's all about the experience, right? PNC Park in Pittsburgh is so intimate that even its highest seat is only 88 feet from the field. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
After the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Well, the Boston Marathon bombing suspect and the hospital and the event itself.
He will not be treated as an enemy combatant, Doug.
In a glimmer of good news after last week's tragedy, all of the more than 180 people injured in the blast made it to the hospital and now are alive and likely to survive. This includes several who arrived with legs attached by just a little bit of skin, a three-year-old boy with a head wound bleeding on the brain, a girl riddled with nails, even a transit system police officer whose heart had stopped was close to bleeding to death after a shootout with the suspects now appears to be headed for recovery.
It's good so, news. You know what I've taken from this? And what really, I don't know, I think we all need to learn from, is that as these victims are coming out of the hospital and they have no legs, like there was a lady who was a ballroom dancer and she now has no legs.
But she's vowing to dance, though.
She says she'll dance again. And you
dance
know what?
Again.
What that teaches me is that I will complain and moan about some very minuscule little problems, like we all do in our own lives. And when you think about the big picture and the spirit that these people are coming out in the face of adversity, I mean, it's just, it's very inspiring.
Yeah.
So we have to remember that we're very lucky. Gosh, I was just, you know, I was complaining the other day to my mom and I stopped myself and I said, but you know what, Mom? I have two legs and I'm healthy and I'm fine.
Yeah.
And I think we have to remember that.
There were, certainly because all the ambulances were there, fast care at the scene, on the way to the hospital, emergency rooms, operating rooms, all the people that played a part in this, doctors, nurses, paramedics, the strangers who took off their belts to use as tourniquets and stop the bleeding, some people with just their bare hands. It's good. I think that's something, again, to carry away from this. It's good. 51 people are still in the hospital, by the way.
And when something like this happens, you run into it or out of it? I mean, that's the question. That's what creates heroes.
14 people lost all or part of a limb. Three of them lost more than one. So that's one of the reasons we really focused on having some... there's some kind of recompense other than killing the brother that was 26. This 19-year-old needs to pay. Mm-hmm. That's it. Somebody was upset with me because I said, or Roberta and I both sort of said we felt sorry for him, the 19-year-old. I don't know that that was taken in a proper context.
I don't know if you feel sorry for him, but the media has painted a picture of someone who is the follower in this case. Like, if one of these brothers was going to be killed, the right one was killed because this is the one who will sing. Because the other one, very possibly, was so committed to his cause, had he survived, that he would have not sung like a bird. heard. And I think this younger one will, because I don't necessarily think that this was his hatching of a plan. Now, should he pay for every little bit of it? Absolutely. But I still think that he followed his brother's plan.
Right.
So I don't know if it's compassion necessarily that I feel, but I do think that the media is painting a picture of someone who got pulled in, much like that 15-year-old kid in those Maryland shootings.
Comments on this at 888-302-3684. Kenny on Facebook and Twitter. Any action here? I'm looking at some of the stuff that's coming to me directly. Go ahead, though, if you've got something.
Very interesting post that's going around from a gentleman named John Glenn, not the astronaut, who says, I don't want to know his name. I don't want to see his face. I don't want to know his life's history, his backstory, or who his family is, where he went to school, or what he liked to do in his spare time. I don't want to know what cause, if any, he was fighting for. I don't want to know why he did it, or may have done it, or what possessed him to carry out his actions. I don't want to know, because that's what he really wants. Mm-hmm. I'll be damned if I'm going to give him what he wants. Mm-hmm. Put him on trial, but don't cover it. Tell me when you decide to jail him for 3 lifetimes, because that number matters. That's the number of lives he has to pay now. He has to now pay for. That's all I want to know about him. Nothing else.
And I agree with that. I mean, the guy obviously has some issues. The fact that he went back to his normal life after committing those atrocities on people and went back to school and partied, I mean, that shows you that he is sick. That's a sick individual.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Here's Mike, who says the death toll represents something. Show some sympathy to the grieving parents and relatives of those who lost somebody on that tragic day and not sympathy for the 19-year-old. Okay. D says Obamacare saved everyone.
Oh, that was Romney Care, sir.
Let's see here. Sam says, kudos to the first responders, Good Samaritans, hospital staff. I'm sure the Boston public will show up in droves to donate blood after any tragedies. Jared said, while medical professionals fight to save the injured, one administration after another, not just Obama's, is busy letting the disease called Islam into our country. Richard says, Massachusetts medical centers routinely receive a huge share of federal health dollars. Let's see, they got $2.4 billion in funding from the National Institute of Health here in Boston last year. That's pretty interesting to know. Madison writes, awesome and outstanding first responders, from doctors, nurses, paramedics, to strangers who took off their belts. Timing was the key here. Patty says, kudos to all who saved lives. Let's see here. Albert says, as usual, the medical field are most thankful for the chance to practice. And Peter says, trauma care is optimism translated into action. I like that sentence. I said it on the day it happened, and I'll say it again. To the civilians who fought the urge to run away and instead ran back, your quick thinking saved many lives. If you don't run to help, if you do run into help, I'm much more positive on you and people who did that. I think that's very true. People who were unselfish in a circumstance like that. How many of you know people who are like that? 888-302-3684. All right, the big story of the day, as far as I'm concerned, is the flight delays and these furloughs that have started as a result of the complete mismanagement. Complete.
Well, they're doing this
mismanagement
to be,
of this country.
They want it to be inconvenient for us, so that we'll start supporting all that extra money we want back.
How are you so cynical? I guess the world is full of cynical people, and maybe that's why. I mean, how do you do things? Confront things in your own life that seem to make no sense. How do people do certain things to other people? How, in this case, do these people get away with? Are they that hardened to the realities of their own desires? We got to have it our way.
Yeah, and this is our safety. I mean, this is the FAA. They're not only making it inconvenient, but you just wait and see. They're going to let something go on, and there's going to be a problem, God forbid, and
all right. Here's a.
I don't like to be held hostage by the government anymore. It's too much. It is really too much.
And that's what's happening here.
Yeah.
Here's CBS's Cheryl Atkinson's, who went to a couple of the airports yesterday to see how the impact, the sequester impact, has been felt already.
For the second day in a row, some passengers at Los Angeles International Airport saw delays. Arrivals were delayed an average of 77 minutes last night. Air traffic controller Mike Foote is dealing with a fallout.
This is just starting. As the summer gets worse, the travel season gets more intensified and the weather picks up, this is just the beginning.
The FAA has ordered its 14,750 air traffic controllers on furlough 2 days a month. That's to help make up for $600 million in mandatory budget cuts called sequester. The FAA says that caused 400 delays nationwide yesterday, averaging 85 minutes at New York's LaGuardia Airport and 70 minutes at JFK. Sporadic delays were also reported today in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Jacksonville, Florida. Transportation Department head Ray LaHood says there was no other choice.
Now, we eliminated contracts. We cut contracts. We eliminated temporary employees. We looked everywhere possible to avoid the kind of furloughs that are now taking place.
Not everyone agrees. Nick Calio represents the airline industry, which is suing to stop the furloughs.
The FAA has a budget of $15.6 billion. In a budget that big, surely they can find the money to not furlough the aircraft controllers and have this kind of rolling impact on the U.S. economy.
Make some real changes.
A lot more.
Critics argue President Obama wants the public to feel the effects of sequester to create pressure so that there are changes in it.
We have looked after passengers for 4.5 years. The last thing we want to do is disadvantage the flying public.
You're so full of crap.
I know.
You are so full of, you just, Roy LaHood. There are some bad cabinet ministers, Janet Napolitano, they're just awful. Just management.
Anyone who doesn't see this going on. It's funny how the only sequester cuts are travel related to cause us problems and the fact that we can't go to the White House on a tour.
Now, you people that are happy you voted for Obama now, I'm going to sound like a really rancankerous, cranktankerous. But this is where it really gets the rubber hits the road, if you will, or the hits the tarmac at the airport with this kind of stuff. There is no excuse for you. Have a way you go travel this summer, and they get angry, and then they think that you're superficial enough. They figure you're going to be the ones, because they screw with you, that will be responsible for demanding that this stuff be taken care of.
You know what's going to happen?
Congress has to pass some legislation.
People just won't go to the airport. Remember a few years ago when the economy tanked and everybody did staycations? You watch and see. If it really turns into a big problem, people won't travel. Yeah.
Right. And then you look at
how that impacts the economy even more.
How many of you will take that into account? How many of you actually think that through? 888-302-3684. Noah Ryson was found at the home of the man who was charged with poisoning the letters, Paul Kevin Curtis, from Corinth, Mississippi. He was the Elvis impersonator, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. There were some peanut butter and banana sandwiches found.
Right, any donuts?
Probably. He was setting his mood. He's a method actor.
His lawyer said the feds have produced little physical evidence to link their client to the crime. He is an adamant Elvis person. Yes, we know that.
Baby, I worked all day and also said like
he didn't do this.
You got my shirt tail flying.
You wonder whether he's a fall
maybe
guy.
It's a setup, yeah?
Certainly, it's something that they're possible of. Okay, so the story about the TSA continues with not only the flight delays, the story at DougStephan.com today, the announcement that they're delaying the latest rule, which would have allowed you to carry small knives and other items previously banned back onto the plane. It was supposed to go into effect, I think, this Thursday, but now there is no date. The geniuses at the TSA, there's another group for you. How many, every time you go through, this is what really roils me. When you go through the airport and see all of them standing around talking to each other about the union, when's the next meeting of the union, when do I get my next day off, is your uniform as good as you'd like it to be, I need some new pants. Yeah, okay. That
hey,
kind
you should have seen the hot chick I just got to pat down.
Right, that kind of stuff. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Food for thought. 14 for the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427, installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. You've
yesterday. Excuse me, ma'am. Yesterday was Earth Day, and a lot of people in school take an approach, and there's an Earth Day the weekend before and the weekend after. Obviously, during springtime, a great time to clean up, and people focus on that. I didn't do that yesterday. I've been looking a lot at the moon lately and realizing how impactful it is. I'm a great believer in astrology, and the moon is very powerful, has very powerful effects on people. But also, I was thinking about last night, as I was looking at the moon, I was thinking about what it would be like to stay on the moon and look back. All the pictures that we've seen of Earth from space, and how I began to think about how we try to separate ourselves. But if you look at the image of our planet, it is awe-inspiring. You can clearly see no boundaries. We are all connected, all of us who live here on this planet. We have created this imaginary group of boundaries. We section ourselves off into countries and states. We forget that we are all living here together. We breathe the same air. We drink the same water. We eat often the food grown from the same planet. We share everything that we possibly could have to share. Whether you're conscious of it or not, that's the real issue. Because I think that we are all brothers and sisters on this small little planet. And I think that photograph, when you look at it, of the Earth from the moon, really causes you to think about that fact. I hope you will think about it. 51 after on Good Day.
Attention, Gardner.
Listeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your Heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our Cash Garden Report, our Food Shock Report, and our Diatomaceous Earth Report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Shelley Palmer is our technology reporter, and here on TikTok, there are a couple of things. I'm going to lay some on you after we hear Shelley that you may not think is specific to TikTok time, but I will make the argument that it is a result of technology. That is that which we will discuss. So we'll have that in a moment after Shelley talks about a new way to keep your dog entertained when you leave the house. It's the new TV channel. He's going to review the dog TV. What in the world's the matter with my voice? Excuse me. Boy, the allergies. Charlotte's even got a cough.
You need to bark a little bit more.
Bow wow.
GMC Certified Service. This is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right. It's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire. Though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, it's a rainy Saturday afternoon and you decide you can't sit at home anymore. So you decide to go see a movie. But as you turn to go, you see your puppy staring right back at you, sad to see you leaving. What's the solution? Turn on Dog TV, coming soon on DirecTV. That's right, the satellite TV provider will soon offer a channel with programming catering exclusively to dogs. In just a few months, you'll be able to fork over an extra $6 a month to make sure your dog has something to watch all the time. So what a Netflix Doggy Dollars get you? The channel will primarily show scenes with other animals as well as cartoons and a variety of moving objects. There will also be relaxation segments just in case your dog wants to meditate to help find himself. What's next for Dog TV? The channel's founder said that cats have been seen watching the footage as well, so cat TV isn't out of the question. Meow. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Team's going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, quarterback at Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
Where the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab D. Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeting.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins Thursday at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
That's what I'm talking about!
At Shell stations all over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
There is new technology that will allow women, and men, I suppose, if they're so inclined, to have eyelash transplant surgery. Eyelash transplant
This is actually a big thing, though.
Surgery wants to become the new must-have procedure for women, and I suppose the occasional man, mm-hmm. convinced that beauty is not so much in the eye of the beholder as in the front of the eye itself. As procedures pioneered,
well, you lose them as you get older.
You lose your eyelashes?
Uh-huh. Really? Or if you have chemo or something like that, you can lose.
So can we use Provia on this? Maybe we can put Provia.
Know,
so basically what you're saying is they cut off the eyelash put on lid
longer
and put
thicker
on
eyelashes.
But is it a hair transplant or is it an actual surgical thing where they cut
a
off?
A small incision is made in the back of the scalp to remove 30 or 40 hair follicles, and they are carefully sewn on one by one to your patient to the patient's eyelids. It costs about $3,000 an eye.
So it's a it's a hair weave, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, for your eye.
Okay.
First confined to patients who had suffered burns or congenital malformations, but now the word, as it spreads, 80% of these operations are done for cosmetic reasons. Simply an extra item on the vast nip-tuck menu that has lost many of its heretofore taboos. There are 10 million cosmetic procedures from tummy tucks to Botox performed in our country last year alone. So there's another way for you to make yourself beautiful there, ladies and gentlemen. The beautiful people here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.